Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Welcome to the Feel Good Podcast with Kimberly Snyder. Our goal is to help you develop a lifestyle that promotes health, wholeness, and healing. Feeling good is about accepting who we are and living from a place of inner peace in our perfectly imperfect lives. Thursday is our community show where I cover a themed topic and answer four questions that come right here from members of our community, just like you. We are here to support you in living your most beautiful, inspired, and joyful life with a focus on health, wellness, meditation and spirituality, and personal empowerment. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, founder of the Saluna lifestyle brand, New York Times bestselling author, and nutritionist. Now let's get started. Hey, beauties, welcome back to our Thursday Q&A podcast. I'm so excited for our topic today, which is getting protein, being plant-based. We get so many questions around protein. The world we live in today causes us to talk about this and to really dive in because it doesn't have to be this scary, complicated thing. I personally have been plant-based now for over 13 years, or going on 13 years rather, and I'm excited to share some details around protein. We get tons of questions, as I mentioned, and we're going to do a deep dive today. So excited for you to listen to our show. Before we dive in, though, I just want to give my quick shout out request to please leave us a review on iTunes. If you have not yet already, it will take you about a minute and is a wonderful way to support the show and what we are offering. With our sincere intention to spread this information of love and support and healing for as many people as we can to hear the message. So thank you so much in advance. You can also take a screenshot right now on your phone, which makes it easier for other people to find the podcast. You can then text that picture out to friends, family members, colleagues who you think would benefit from hearing this show or any other of our episodes. And that's a wonderful way to spread the love as well. So that being said, we thank you very much. And we have our amazing Caitlin with us on the show today, who has gathered the questions and she has been with us since the beginning of the show. She has been promoted many times and now she is the general manager of Saluna. She's one of the most inspiring humans I have met. So thank you, Caitlin, for being with us again today.
Yes, thank you. I'm excited to talk about this topic. It's been popping up a lot in the community, and especially with the new year right around the corner, we want everybody to feel really good about getting their protein plant-based. So we can jump right in.
Great. Awesome.
Okay. So the first one, there's kind of two parts to this question. So I'll say the first part, then the second part. This one's from Kelsey, and she's from Bozeman, Montana. And she says, I know for food combining, you're not supposed to combine a protein with a starch, but how bad is it to add protein powder into my oatmeal or tofu in my rice? And then secondly, she asks, I like to add fruit to my oatmeal too, which I know is not properly food combined, but is it okay sometimes because I like it?
So Kelsey, thank you so much for your question. Especially when we're transitioning and just long-term anyway, there are certain foods that we like to eat together. For instance, tofu and rice go really well together. And I will say that I definitely eat them together sometimes. I am not a perfect food combiner. The purpose of food combining is to give us that knowledge for making general decisions when we're cooking or choosing ingredients, but in no way do we have to be perfect. In no way do we have to adhere to it all the time. I don't myself, but what I definitely do is take digestive enzymes, especially when I'm miscombining. That makes a big difference. I just know that the foods are going to break down much easier. It's going to be a lot less energy and I don't get as bloated and I just feel better mentally. So we have some amazing digestive enzymes, which you can check out at our website on Saluna, mysaluna.com, that I take them for lunch and I take them for dinner and they make me feel great. I just think it's really, really key to have some of this support for our system. And again, don't worry about being perfect. If you like to have those combinations, great. but just make sure that, you know, for at least some of your other meals or as much as you can, you are sort of doing your best to simplify your meals, which is really the crux, the core of food combining. And then the times where you can eat fruit on your own or make a, you know, just eat your oatmeal and then have a power protein smoothie and separate, great. But sometimes if you're going to miscombine, fine, you know, don't beat yourself up, take your digestive enzymes and then move on.
Perfect. Yeah, I think it's just great for people. A lot of people get really strict and they feel like, oh, is this okay or that okay? And just to kind of have that leniency to feel okay about it if they want it. And, you know, it's not the end of the world. And fortunately, we have digestive enzymes.
Exactly. Yeah. They're so great.
So great. You guys have to try them if you haven't. Okay, perfect. So let's roll into Alex's question. And she's from Dayton, Ohio. And her question is, I have recently removed red meat and poultry from my diet. I am currently searching for a great plant-based protein source. All the plant-based protein sources I have been trying either have too much fat or are loaded with tons of processed items. What are some plant-based protein sources that are lower in fat and not so processed that I could try?
So Alex, thank you so much for your question. Sending you love. That's amazing that you cut out poultry and red meat, which have a lot of environmental toxins. It's just lighter on your digestion. It's lighter on the environment. There's lots of great reasons energetically to give up these foods. Or if you're listening to this and you eat them, you know, to try to incorporate more plant-based meals. It doesn't have to be all or nothing, but there's certainly many benefits. So first of all, I congratulate you and thank you so much. Now, when it comes to plant-based sources, you mentioned too much fat or tons of processed items. I think we tend to think of protein as having to be super concentrated like red meat. But in actuality, all these whole foods are great sources of protein. Even having your glowing green smoothie, having lots of greens, there's amino acids in the greens even. Mm. But when we're transitioning, especially, it's nice to have like just to know, okay, this is a lot of protein. For me, now I have a lot of actually lentils, and they're sprouted and they're soaked, but lentils are pretty low in fat and they're an amazing source of protein. I have lentil soup or khichdi all the time. I also eat a fair amount of quinoa. I have millet. I have, you know, these like teff wraps, these gluten-free wraps, which you can get at Whole Foods or other health stores. And they're actually pretty high in protein. I have power protein smoothies with almond milk, and I eat a pretty unprocessed protein powder. There's a bunch of good ones out there. Sun Warrior is one such good protein powder brand, but there are others as well. All these items are pretty low in fat and they're not overly processed. You can also get tempeh. Organic non-GMO tempeh, even tofu sometimes if you don't have a soy allergy. Seeds and nuts are going to definitely be higher in fat, but they can and should be worked into your diet, especially certain foods like chia seeds. Even these vegetables like portobello mushrooms. I eat stuffed mushrooms, you know, I've definitely worked them into my rotation. I can't say every week, but I would say definitely monthly for sure. Hummus is a great one. Sprouted hummus I eat all the time in my wraps. So if you look in Radical Beauty, which is my last book that I wrote with Deepak Chopra, there's a whole protein section. I want to mention to you guys about this in the movement section of the book, Pillar 5, where we talk about protein in very in-depth, in a very in-depth way with studies, with numbers, with sample meal plans, with adding up the numbers, with showing how very easy it is. For instance, if you eat a kale salad or Dharma's kale salad, the kale itself has protein. Then you add in nutritional yeast, which is an amazing source of protein with the free-form amino acids. Then let's say you throw in some walnuts or hemp seeds. Now you have an incredibly rich protein salad, which we may not even think of as a big protein source, but that could be 11, 14, even, you know, depending what you add to it, 18 or more grams of protein just from that. That's a loaded kale salad. So just thinking out of the box a little bit, we'll link to the show notes because we also have some great protein-based food sources listed on the blog in different articles. So you can check that out as well, Alex. But rest assured, the protein sources that are vegan, plant-based, do not have to be processed. They do not have to be super high in fat. there are really just a wide variety of foods that are wonderful that will help you feel really nourished and really good in your body.
I think this happens a lot when people start to transition. I know it happened for me when you go from being a heavy meat eater to trying to eat plant-based and you're not really as educated yet because it's really new to you and you think, oh, I need protein powder or I have to eat like the packaged foods that say they have protein, like not even thinking, oh, I could get enough protein from, as you just mentioned, the example of the kale salad. You know, we broke that down in our 30-day roadmap when we were building that out of, you know, how much, you know, people really care about protein. So we made that available to them of like, this is how much you can get just from, you know, a plant-based diet and what you can make yourself and not have to necessarily use always the extra processed sources and just getting a little bit creative. But as Kimberly mentioned, we do have a bunch of resources we'll go ahead and link for you guys. So if you want to try some different recipes or just different approaches, you can check them out over on myselina.com today.
Awesome, Kay. Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah, there's so many. Sometimes nowadays, there's so many outlets for information. There's social media. And we just want to remind you guys that we really have this great hub. We call it the honeybee now over on Selena. It's just this really great, you know, content hive where we really think about you guys first and the information that you need, and it's there for you.
Yes. And one day we'll tell the story about the honeybee one day, Kay, but I really connect with bees, and honeybees are these amazing, creatures that work together in a community, and they don't sting. They just spread nectar and pollination and create all this amazing sweet honey, the sweetness of life. And so that was, you know, our community is this hive where we love and support each other and connect and work together. So that's one of the reasons. But I also had an experience with bees that I'll share one day. But that's, so we call our whole, content, blog, podcast, article community, Honeybee.
Yeah, so we hope you guys check it out. And if you haven't checked out our new site, you know, we just launched it about a month ago. Maybe you haven't traveled over there yet. Please do. The user experience is amazing. And we hope you guys like it and look forward to your feedback because we worked really hard with the input we got from you guys over the years to make it really accessible and just a great offering to you.
Yes. Thank you, Kay.
Okay. Well, we will let Kimberly take a really short break and then we'll be back to answer the last two questions.
Some smiles are wide and full of warmth. Some smiles reach all the way up to the eyes. And some smiles are so bright, they light up the entire room. But every smile tells a story about the gift, about you, and about the one you love. Gifts from James Avery help tell your story, one that you and your loved one will remember for years to come. The smile that lights up your loved one's face when they open up the coral box this Christmas is one you will always remember. James Avery Artisan Jewelry can be found in their shops, in many Dillard stores, and online at jamesavery.com. All right, beauties, we're back from our break, and we have two more questions for you guys.
And Judy is the next question, and she lives in lovely Toronto, Canada. And her question is, in regards to proteins like quinoa and nuts, how does proper food combining work when quinoa is both a protein and a starch, and then also with nuts, say a protein and a fat?
This is great. This is another food combining question, Kay.
Yeah, they're kind of interlapped here where people really care about protein and then food combining. And I feel like we can't talk about food combining enough because people just really get confused. So it just helps to talk about it.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. Legumes like lentils, as I mentioned, I'm eating more of than in the past. This really started with my Ayurvedic studies. Just being really interested in Ayurveda, I started to eat more legumes myself. Granted, I do soak and sprout them, so I find them much easier to digest. And it removes things like phytic acid and lectins and certain things. I treat legumes as a protein or a starch. They're a bit heavier. As far as they definitely have starch and they definitely have protein. When it comes to quinoa, though, quinoa has protein. It has free-form amino acids. But I really do treat it like a starch, even though, I mean, this is where it gets confusing because it's like a super seed, but it's cooked like a grain. And so in this case, I really do treat it like a starchy grain. And I don't like to eat nuts with quinoa. I find that makes me personally really bloated. I feel like quinoa stands on its own. I like to eat it with greens. I like to eat it with vegetables. Same thing with nuts. Nuts have a protein and a fat. But we're really treating the nuts as protein. They have fat too, but the fat isn't really what interfering so much with the starch. It's more that the nuts are very dense. And when I'm eating nuts, like almond butter, I'm eating it on celery sticks or in a very, you know, nurturing, let's say, smoothie. I just think that nuts are pretty heavy and respected, and I love them, but I don't eat them with the quinoa. So I hope that answers the question. If you want to read more about food combining, Judy, we have, I would say go back to the Beauty Detox Solution. It goes much more in depth. Just remember that really when we're talking about food combining, we're just talking about simplifying our meal so that our digestion can be a little bit easier. We use less energy for digestion, right? So erring on the side of pairing vegetables with nut, pairing vegetables with quinoa, not trying to throw everything in at once. If we need heavier foods, eating more of them. So this time of year, I definitely eat more nuts. I definitely have more milky lattes, like a, you know, coconut milk, golden milk. I have that almost every day now with hemp milk or coconut milk. Having more quinoa, more grains. I eat more pasta. But I don't throw a bunch of nuts in my pasta. I still make my choices, what's going to be grounding, and I don't try to combine everything in the same meal. I'll choose for each meal. And that way, not only do I feel grounded, but I also don't still feel bloated and heavy. And there's a big difference between feeling heavy and feeling grounded. Now, I will say the times, you know, the first question we had today with Kelsey, I believe, if you are going to miscombine, those are the times especially to take your digestive enzymes to do your best. But in general, when you're meal planning, like let's say you're making a quinoa dish, I like to stuff it in bell peppers or squash, or again, just do a stir fry or eat it with mushrooms or salad and or salad, whatever. But I definitely don't like to put nuts. Like there are certain combinations that I know to me feel super heavy and don't feel good. So I think, you know, over time you will learn that. You will learn your comfort levels with food combining, and you'll just know, oh my gosh, I feel so much worse if I throw nuts in with my quinoa. And you will remember that as an experience in your body. That awareness will hopefully start to sink in. But in general, just simplify your meals as my main go-to message, and that will serve your body as well.
Amazing. And a lot of our listeners, if you haven't, you know, if you come in through the podcast channel and you haven't been over to the site, which we've been talking about, you may not know, we do publish recipes, you know, every week and for years. So there's a lot of properly food combined recipes. So if you want to make a quinoa dish, you can just go on mysaluna.com and type in quinoa and it'll pull up, you know, several different options that are properly food combined. So it takes the thinking out of it for you while you're going through these transitional steps that maybe you're not sure or choices to make. And you can obviously adapt the recipe maybe to your palate, but we have tons and tons there that really take the thinking out of it for you. So in case anybody didn't know, if you've only been on the podcast, we do offer tons of recipes over on the website.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Great. Awesome, Kay. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah, I just want to make sure everybody knows because we put a lot of love and energy into those recipes and we want to make sure sees them.
Yeah, there really are a lot. And, you know, some of us like to eat the same things every day and some of us like to really eat differently. And so we have so many, as Kay mentioned, we have so many amazing recipes that you can go to town, you can change them up, you can make them for yourself, tweak them. But yeah, it's just nice to have that resource. Mm-hmm. And so we're there for you guys.
Yeah, you know it's going to taste good. It's it's made properly food combined. It has different, you know, nutrition. And you know, if you're, I know when I just first went plant-based, I did not know what to eat to really nourish myself, which will go into Michelle's question, which is next. But it just, it's really just nice to have that support system, especially if no one else in your life eats that way. And, you know, it's just important. So, that, we'll have you answer Michelle's question. And she's living in Boston, Massachusetts. And she's saying, I have recently started following a plant-based diet, and I feel that I am constantly struggling to make sure I'm getting an adequate protein intake. I honestly am not even sure how much or how little protein is needed for my body. Any pointers would be greatly appreciated.
Wow. So this is a great question. Thank you so much for Michelle for saying this, because I think we live in such a confusion around a world of confusion around protein. It's overemphasized all the time. It's talked about in certain diets, you know, Atkins, paleo, anything of that iteration. We start to feel like, oh my God, am I getting enough protein? So I'm here to say that if you're eating a whole food based, plant based diet, it's going to be really hard for you to experience a kwashiorkor. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing it right, but it's basically protein deficiency, where you are, if you're eating enough calories, which is something we see a lot in Africa when people aren't getting enough calories. There's some amazing quotes in the Radical Beauty book about how it's practically impossible to get a diet that's less than like 9% protein when you're eating whole foods. Human breast milk, which is, you know, so nutritious for the baby that's growing at an accelerated rate, is only about 5% protein. Pretty low amount of protein in human breast milk, which is surprising because you might think it might be more. But actually, in a general sense, the average woman needs, you know, let's say, you know, you're not training for something, you're not pregnant, let's say 40 to 55 or so grams of protein. And that's with a cushion built in. And then if you're pregnant, let's say you need 70 grams ish, you know, more or less of protein. These are general numbers, of course, based, they will fluctuate based on your weight and your activity levels. But it is so easy to get that much protein. So as we mentioned, if you're not an elite athlete in training, 40 to 60 grams a day is plenty for keeping toned, for just keeping your body really fit. If you have the Glowing Green smoothie, for instance, in the morning, you're already getting 6 grams of protein. And then let's say you get a kale salad with some nutritional yeast and sunflower seeds, a quarter cup, that's 13 grams right there. Chia pudding in the afternoon as a snack, 5 grams. And let's say you eat a cup of cooked quinoa with a cup of broccoli and some dark chocolate. I mean, these are plant-based like daily programs that you could look at in Radical Beauty on page 237. But just that, going through, oh, I'm eating my kale salad, oh, I'm having a nut pate and a collard wrap, that adds up to 51 grams of protein. And that's highly usable, absorbable, bioavailable protein that doesn't have a lot of toxicity in it. There's, you know, when you're cooking animal protein, a lot of it gets denatured and amino acids are heat sensitive. So that's just something to keep in mind. So I would encourage you to check out Radical Beauty and to just make the recipes on our website, which are based in whole foods, and you will get plenty of protein. It's very easy. And then when I was pregnant, I would just eat it, have an extra, you know, protein smoothie. I would have some more almond butter, kind of just went with how I felt, especially in the second and third trimesters. And it was very easy to get more than 70 grams of protein. As I mentioned, it's very, very easy. You're just eating a wider variety of foods. You know, things like lentils, quinoa, seeds, nuts, chia pudding, power protein smoothies. And it really does add up. We don't need, you know, you don't want to overload your body with protein because that will cause your body to break down faster and accelerate aging and toxicity. So you don't need a ton of protein. You just need high quality protein from some of the sources that, as I mentioned.
Amazing. Well, it's been such a great discussion about, you know, plant-based power with protein. And obviously we mixed in a little food combining as well today for you guys. So just before we let Kimberly go, we'll have her share her inspirational thought of the week.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Kay, for being with us. And thank you, beauties, for tuning in. My thought of the week is, it is our daily habits that create the state of our well-being. So sometimes we think it's these, you know, big dramatic things that have to come in, whether it's going on a yoga retreat to Bali or, you know, radically overhauling our kitchen. but it's really our little daily habits that add up into huge, huge change. So, for instance, starting the day and instead of reaching for coffee right away, having hot water with lemon is a really powerful little habit. Or, you know, in the evening, taking the time to meditate for 10 minutes and journal for 5 minutes is a really powerful practice for our well-being. So just focusing on a few habits at a time. This is something that we talk about in our Sleep Well program. If you guys haven't checked it out, it's in the digital, it's in the program section of our website. It's an amazing sleep course. I encourage you in that program to just take a few sleep tips and to really incorporate them in your life and then build from there. And it's those small habits that really make a big difference in how we feel day to day, which is really powerful. So thank you, beauties, so much for tuning in. I hope you have an amazing weekend. Sending you so much love. Remember that we will be back here Monday for our interview podcast. Till then, check out the recipes. You can take a deeper dive in protein and the protein talk on our articles over on honeybee at mysaluna.com and also specifically in the Radical Beauty book. And remember, for daily inspiration, I'm also on Instagram @_ Kimberly Snyder. So thank you so much, beauties. Thank you, Kay. Love you all and see you back here soon. Bye.